Nath, Ariane Titmus or Ricky Ponting? That's what people are arguing. Has our new sporting superstar, Ariane Titmus, already surpassed Tasmania's favourite son, Ricky Ponting, as the state's greatest ever athlete? Well, there's one man who's going to join us now. Get the round applause ready for a self-confessed sporting tragic. It is the former Tasmania Premier, David Bartlett.
Ah, Mr. Bartlett, welcome.
Great. Great to be with you. It's been a while, Jimmy and Nate, but good to be with you.
I'll tell you what, you're the first person that came to mind when this debate appeared, Dave, because, I mean, you're the only person really who can help us answer this for the people of Tasmania. A great debate. I mean, we're going to rip straight into it. Ricky Ponting, Ariane Titmus, who is the greatest ever Tasmanian athlete?
Well, look, you know, I'm not going to be an ex-politician and just sit on the fence like I traditionally would. I'm going to go with Ariane Titmus, and there's a couple of reasons because, and I know when I say this, it really upsets my friends in the cricket fraternity, but cricket just isn't a truly global sport. You know, we're a bunch of nations that were once colonised by England. That's the countries that play cricket. But to be a truly global sport, you have to play it in China, you have to play it in the North America, and you have to play it in South America, and you have to play it in Europe. And none of those continents play cricket. So, yep, Ricky Ponting, I think, is one of the greatest sports people to come out of Tasmania ever. But unfortunately, he plays in a provincial colonial sport that is not truly global, unlike swimming. And really, to be the greatest, I think you have to beat the greatest. And Katie Ledecky, let's face it, is the Michael Jordan of women's swimming in the pool. And our Ariane Titmus has just beaten her twice, and I suspect might beat her a third time.
Absolutely. And the other thing as well is Titmus is still so young. We're still going to see her probably at the next 2, 3, even 4 Olympics as well, Dave.
Well, I guess that's the one thing in – there's two things in Ricky's column. One is he's an absolutely terrific bloke and a terrific ambassador for Tasmania and always has been and always will be, and he's a great guy. So don't take that away from him. Longevity is the other thing that Ricky Ponting has. Of course, he has proven himself, you know, test cricketer for 16 years, you know, a great captain for Australia, you know, really fought himself over adversity to get to that position as well. So he has these great qualities. And if we see those qualities in Titmus over the coming, you know, next Olympics and the one after that, then surely, I think, you know, it's highly likely she's going to walk away with 3 gold medals this Olympics. You know, she could end up being one of the world's greatest ever over the next 2 Olympics with probably a haul of 12, 13 gold medals.
Well, we were just talking about it earlier. The only other Australian Olympians are Shane Gould and Ian Thorpe who've done the double, the 200, 400 metre freestyle. And
well, we're claiming Shane Gould now. She's Tasmanian as far as I'm concerned. So
absolutely. Well, I mean, Dave, something I did want to ask you, speaking of claiming, and as a former Premier,
Can we claim?
Who else can we take in?
No, what are the rules here?
Queensland Premier, we've got to bring her up, Anastasia Palaszczuk. She has come out multiple times and tweeted that Ariane Titmus is in fact a Queenslander and she is claiming this gold medal. Please elicit a response back
as
to her.
As a former Premier yourself.
As a former Premier. I mean, this is going to carry more weight coming from you, Dave, but please fire back at Anastasia Palaszczuk.
Yeah, well, the thing I love about Queensland is, you know, when the clocks change and we go an hour forward and they don't in the summer, that means we're only 19 years, 364 days and, 23 hours ahead of them now in terms of their thinking about the way Australia works. And you know, of course, they've got the Olympics now in 2032 and you boys would be too young to remember, but back in 82 when they had the Commonwealth Games, of course, they left Tasmania off the map in the opening ceremony. So, really, we don't pay much attention to what Queenslanders think. But I will say this, of course, Chris Goulding, who's knocking down threes for the Boomers in the Olympics at the moment, Launceston-born, grew up in Launceston, sure, spent a lot of his youth in Queensland, but we're claiming him as a Tasmanian as well.
Absolutely. Born and bred. Yeah. Born and bred.
This is where it started.
Absolutely.
100%.
Absolutely.
Even if they came here for a holiday once, they are still ours.
Taylor Swift was on Bruny Island once.
Oh, she's Tasmanian, mate. She is a well-known Tasmanian.
It's the Russell Crowe effect, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know, as soon as they've stepped foot here,
Yeah, Russell. Yeah, no, New Zealand. No, he never was there. I don't know.
David Barlett, former Premier, mate. We appreciate you coming on the show. You're always a good sport. Good
to be with you guys.
Good to know that you have backed Ariane Titmus as the greatest ever Tasmanian athlete. But the final question I want to leave you with, of course, at Blunsted Arena, we have that beautiful statue of Ricky Ponting. Do we now need an Ariane Titmus statue at the front of, say, Dune Kennedy Aquatic Centre?
Oh, most definitely. But mind you, probably as my son said to me just yesterday, he said, no wonder she's such a good swimmer. She grew up in Launceston, and their aquatic centre's much better than ours. So really what we need is more investment in our pool down here south and a statue.
There you go. See, yeah. There you go. This should mean...
Just to get a bit of parochialism in there.
Yeah, you still are a politician, aren't you, David?
David Barlett, former Premier. We appreciate you coming on the show, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Good on you guys. Cheers.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.